Extract 2.
Why am I up here? 120 metres up the side of this crag, wearing a pair of close-fitting Technicolor climbing trousers. Only another 25 metres to the top. Only? What am I trying to prove? Why is a man who feels dizzy near the edges of sea cliffs and sweats with fear at the top of towers, why exactly is he spending this warm afternoon, the day after his 46th birthday, dangling over a void attached to a long piece of purple-pink string? There is no answer to such fatuous metaphysical questions. Not when your climbing partner has just disappeared from view, for the first time, somewhere far above your head. This is it. The proverbial moment. Out on my own. Just me, my vertigo, and a pair of borrowed rock boots, which are slightly too small, and a great wrinkled slab of ancient geology, and a palpitating, sweat-soaked, miraculously heightened sense of existence. I wouldn't be anywhere else. This is also the moment I realise, with a keen pang of guilt, that I completely forgot to check the small print in my life insurance, where it states excluded risks. You know, the awesomely dangerous pursuits that men in their 40s are so often drawn to, such as sponsored bungee jumping and whitewater rafting.